Hi, everyone. As you'll hear in a few minutes, our best friend Boost isn't on the show this week. Tragically, Boost's brother Jeff passed away this weekend. We wanted to take this opportunity to dedicate this week's episode to Jeff. If you'd like to send any condolences, you can find Boost at BoostKDV on Twitter. I also know that Boost has GoFundMe information to help Jeff's family on his Twitter page. And I also want to say, please take the opportunity to just take a moment and tell those you hold dear how much you love them, because you never know what life has in store. Thanks so much, and we hope you enjoy this week's episode. Hey, everybody. Thanks for stopping by. Distinguished Gentlemen Podcast, episode 15. I'm JC Jesse. You know, guys, every time I listen to that, it's like, I don't think I could recreate that that guitar solo. You know, I worked on it for a while. I'm just glad everybody appreciates it. You know, when I'm laying down like some hot licks.
Hot licks?
Yeah, some hot licks. You know, it's just... It feels right. You know what I mean? Like you feel it in your fingers.
Did you do that with a yardstick in an office?
I do. But first I lick the yardstick full, like the full yard. Once I get like half a yard, my tongue starts to get dry and it's hot by the time I hit the end. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very special episode. This is our second episode of the League. Distinguished Gentlemen. It's a very special episode because we're recording on Friday night, and we usually don't do that, which is like a nice change of pace because now we have the whole rest of the weekend.
Yeah, like I actually think I like this. Yeah, I'm liking this.
It's nice.
I'm going to be honest, you have a better chance of having me on tonight than you do on Sunday.
This is exactly it. So not only is because of our two League of Distinguished Gentlemen members that we have on tonight, but also Broke could have a baby at any minute. Well, Broke's wife could have a baby at any minute. Broke isn't going to do shit. Let's be honest. He's already done. His damage has already been done.
He's done his part.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like my favorite pub's burning down.
Just remember. God bless you, Robbie Williams. Oh, my God. It's so funny. Yeah. So nobody give Baroque any trips to Hawaii anytime soon.
Oh, God.
Because we all know what happens in Hawaii. It does not stay in Hawaii, apparently.
Yeah, except it was more my wife apparently can't have any more birthdays because, you know, that's where the timing lines up.
Oh, okay.
So she just – I'm pretty sure she's okay with, you know, not having any more birthdays. Mm-hmm.
I know mine, but she stopped years ago. Baroque Reaper's here with us.
Yeah, I'm here, and wife went in today, and according to all their calculations, it may be a 10-pound baby.
Jesus Christ.
So,
why did you do that to this woman?
No.
This woman loves you.
Here's the biggest part about that. If that even is remotely true, even if it's an 8-pound baby, out of my entire family, I will have been the smallest baby. My daughter was born. She was bigger than I was. My wife, she's like, I was shorter than you, but I weighed more. She, you know, so... The big baby factor, not me. Hard to believe, but it's the truth.
I mean, I had two kids that were like 5 pounds. That's crazy.
My daughter was 7'14". I was 7'11". My wife was over 8 pounds, so...
I think my son was over 8.
The doctor said they can be up to 20% off on these, you know, guesstimates with ultrasounds.
And oh, I'm wow. Like, so you're getting a discount. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. So it could be 8 pounds. It could be 12 pounds.
Yeah.
We're getting 20% off this baby. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Stu Gatso.
Hey. Here what's tonight. Happening, guys?
How's it going, Stu?
It's good. It's good.
Good.
It's good.
Basement's Make looking some... good, man.
There's a lot of shit going on down here.
Are you wearing your robe tonight? Is that how?
No.
What's the temperature?
No, I'm not wearing a robe, but I am. Oh, no, it's freezing as hell.
It's a smoking jacket.
But you know what?
He's got an ascot on. That's not usual, but I like it.
Funny enough, the sweatshirt that I have on is the very first thing my wife bought me like 15 years ago. I still have this sweatshirt. It's fallen apart everywhere. But that's neither here nor there. This place is really coming along. I can't wait till this thing is done. But I don't know, man. We're running out of time here. Like January's done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're in that last 2 months where all of a sudden it's like, where the hell did those last 2 months
go? Yeah, but the problem is that the baby nursery is full of everything that was down here. So, like, I need to get this place into a state where at least the storage areas, I'm able to put stuff back in there. Like, it doesn't have to be painted and finished and everything. I just need to have... So we're getting there. We're gonna cut it close, and my wife is starting to freak out because our kid doesn't have a room yet. So, yeah. And, you know, she wants to do it nice, and I want to do it nice, too. So, fuck.
Yeah.
Run out of time, boys. Run out of time.
Out of time. Fortunately, we don't have our good buddy Boost with us tonight. But you know what? I sent up the microphone signal into the sky. This gentleman, man, he is like a professional fill-in guy. I feel like every single week, he's somewhere. And you know what? That's because people can't get enough of him.
He just likes filling in those slots.
He does.
Oh, you beat me to it. Damn it. I had an intro line.
Elmer Fudd's here.
I wish I was a yardstick. Will you lick me?
Absolutely.
Good. What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us on such very short notice.
Yeah, like under an hour. It feels good.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife for saying yes.
To your wife. Hope she doesn't mind that I'm going to lick you like yardstick. Only if I can watch.
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
If she was a yardstick, I don't think she'd mind too many things. Anyway. That's anyway.
Last but not least, our two League of Distinguished Gentlemen members, longtime clan members, and just all around great guys. And have always supported the show, and very, very happy to have these guys on tonight. We have, and finally, you know what? The guy on the bus finally is here. The guy on the bus, Arisen Phoenix, is here, as well as Drafty.
What's up?
Thanks, guys.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good. How are you guys?
It's Friday night.
Doing good.
Home with a couple beers, so can't complain.
I'm telling you. I would love some
beers. Yeah, I just woke up, so I can't get away with popping beers already.
No, you're just looking at it the wrong way. You can.
Oh, well, yeah, I definitely can.
Yeah.
As long as I don't get caught. That door stays shut, I'm good.
I'm going to play a little game here tonight. It's called Will I
you
Get
want to play
into
a game?
It's called Will I Get Into the Anthem Demo by the time this show is over.
Were you trying to do that today?
I was trying to do that today. I wasn't going anywhere, so
I got in earlier. Feels good.
I just went and played Destiny, or tried.
Okay,
to.
Well, let's get to that Anthem talk later then, now.
Well,
I don't know.
There's nothing really to. I don't have anything to talk about besides
I saw the server, and that's it.
Or not loading screen, but this it's like this is what the Anthem page simulator. I guess is what this is.
Oh, it looks nice.
Server connection, you know.
I'm not even getting that. There's nothing even nothing to press. It's just actually when I did get on, it let me like do my screen adjustment and ask me if I like subtitles and all that bullshit. And then it was like, all right, cool. You just hang here for a little bit. So
we're gonna think about your decisions.
Yeah, I don't really plan on.
We're gonna put
tonight.
You in the big waiting room, and then we'll get to you. And eventually we'll put you in a little waiting room to where you can then go do something.
Yeah, I'm not planning on playing tonight. I'm obviously planning on playing Destiny, but I just wanted to see if this would work. Yeah, obviously I'm married.
Come on, guy.
That's a throwback. Or callback, I should say.
Deep cut.
Deep callback.
So deep.
So where to begin? I guess we could kind of begin on a somber note here. Regarding any gaming talk, and that is the fact that it finally happened this past week. Boost, Baroque, Stu, and myself, our Gambit team, finally lost.
The podcast.
After the podcast.
The post-podcast.
You guys were so excited for that one, too.
We had a hell of a streak going. I got to tell
you. Yeah, how long was that streak?
It was long. It was long.
Multiple weeks. Probably
yes.
4 weeks.
It was a girthy streak.
It was.
Last time I had a long streak going, there was a cop waiting at the end of the road.
and we didn't just
lose, though.
Oh, my God. We did horrible. Well, it wasn't necessarily us, but that other team, they were...
it was us, dude. It was us.
That team was really good, dude.
Yeah, they were. They were, but we also collectively lost an obscene amount of moments. Yeah.
Well, that's because that guy's Queenbreaker had, like, my face, like, permanently, like, magnetized to it. He'd come in and just be like, boom!
I've got 15. He's coming for me. No, I've got 12. He's coming for me. He hit both of us. We're like,
my favorite was literally, oh, damn, I got 15. I got to go put it in. You're being a bit.
Yeah.
I didn't even finish, and I was already gone.
And you know what? And I was thinking about it. I was listening back to the podcast, and Boost is like, he's bragging about how he's number 4. He's got a 68%. That's because he's only been playing with fucking us since he started, and we win a ton of games. Whereas, like, I probably play double the amount of games without you guys that I do with you. So mine, my win streak's like 52%. It's like 52%. So just take that with a grain of salt, people, when he's handing out stats.
Well, I mean, it was fun the other night. We played with Law Dog, and, like, we were probably one of the least optimal teams, and we were still winning because there was 3 Hunters and a Titan.
Yeah. It's not the same. We're pretty much a one-trick pony, though, when it comes to that. It's just, you know, everybody's got their defined role, and as long as you do it, it works. But for me, there you go. That's why we lost, guys. I was on my Hunter.
Oh,
yeah. That shitty, terrible class. Like, there who plays go. That?
I do it every time.
What are you doing, dude?
Hunter main.
1v1 me, bro.
No one even has to ask me anymore. Like, Justin, what are you playing? I'm a Titan. Again.
I actually deleted my Titan and my Warlock on Xbox because I went over there to try to catch up. I just felt so far behind seeing 3 characters solo.
Yeah, you don't. I mean,
deleted the Titan. Something came up, guys. I gotta. I'm sorry about that.
We'll see you later. It was. Oh, but when we were playing with Law Dog the other night, we did get the Protect the Runner. So that was pretty awesome.
Oh, okay. And we hella protect, like, every invasion. It was like, okay, Justin, run!
Yeah. There's 3 of us. I banked like 110 motes. But the reason why we did that is because we went into a game and the other team only had 2 guys. We're like, this is the perfect game for it. Fucking just bank everywhere. Then and I didn't got, die the whole time either. That was awesome. Yeah,
they ended up with a full team, and like that's when we really had to start actually protecting the runner when Justin was about 10 motes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was literally like invader inbound, and like it was like everybody stopped what they were doing to go hunt the guy down so he didn't kill Justin.
That poor guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wrecked.
What have you guys been playing this week?
Oh man. Destiny, obviously. Obviously.
Obviously. Obviously.
Playing Destiny.
Duh. And then,
no doy.
Diving back.
Doy.
Diving back into Star Citizen and then a shit ton of Overwatch.
On PC?
On PC, yeah, man.
My PC is locked away right now, though. Not locked away. It's upstairs in a closet, but.
Well, then go get it.
When I get it to set up, no, I don't have a desk. I'm on.
He doesn't want any right desk.
Yeah, he packed up his desk. His desk was bad, and it got put in a corner.
Well, it'll come back out. I might have to join you in a few months if you're still playing that game.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I'm down.
I haven't played it in months.
I haven't played it in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, but. Sorry, Ben.
By the way, I think my wife and I are going to go see them. They're back together, and they're touring with Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, my God.
That sounds good.
Wow.
I'm like, we're...
90s Club, they want their concert tour back.
Dude, I just heard tonight that Jimmy World is touring with Third Eye Blind. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
That would be amazing.
I heard JNCO jeans. It will be like high school all over again.
I would buy a
ball chain. You know, let's just go the full route.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so we were at I think it was our New Year's party, and I was feeling the fruits of life at that point. And my wife was talking with the girls, and I guess they brought it up, and she's like, "Hey, Jess, do you want to go see Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies?" I was like, "Chickeny fucking Chinese chicken, I do." Oh. Good times. We were talking about games. Anybody else playing anything?
I was doing Destiny, and I also downloaded that Ace Combat 7.
Oh, how is that?
How's that? You don't have VR, do you?
No.
Oh.
No, but I've done a couple missions on Xbox, and I'm enjoying it. It's a nice change of pace.
That's cool.
Yeah. And it looks amazing.
Within the last week or so, I've finished off the story on Red Dead.
Oh, nice. I have yet to get back. But I've unlocked everything online. I mean, the whole online portion. So I'm ready to get in a posse anytime.
Dude,
you guys.
My posse is wide open.
All right. Why?
I don't even remember what a posse is, guys. We're still talking about the game?
The game came out like 7 months ago.
Yeah. Now, my PlayStation is locked up as well, upstairs in the closet.
That hurts.
Mm. Wow. Once you get it out, we'll have to get in some posse.
Oh, I'll whip it out.
Dude's trapped in a closet. It's a completely different kind of thing than R. Kelly's trapped in a closet.
What the fuck?
Kidding me? Wow.
Oh, boy. How about you, Phoenix? You play anything this week?
Not a whole lot, aside from a lot of Blackout. Most of my playtime's with coworker, and that seems to be about all he wants to play.
Hmm.
But that's fine. Got new mode came out. That's like BRs can be kind of stressful and hectic.
Yeah,
they like quadrupled down on that because now you don't die. You respawn if one of your teammates is still alive.
Oh, really?
So you kill a guy, and 2 minutes later he's coming back after you
because
he's pissed off. Can he like see you on the map or something? Like, do you get a little?
Well, no. If you're still within the area, most people seem to try to go right back where they died. Because their teammate's hiding somewhere there.
So you have a respawn period, and if your buddy dies in that respawn period, you're both done with?
If the whole team's dead,
okay.
Then you're completely done. But if one person stays alive, it's every time the like storm moves in or whatever, as soon as it's either as soon as the storm starts to move or as soon as it like reaches its limit, that's when there's like a chopper constantly going around that circle, and it'll dump out everybody that died.
Hmm.
So it seems like it's squads, and it seems like every team has one dedicated person that doesn't do shit. They just hide in the corner and play with themselves so their buddies can keep coming in. Because I don't know how many times it's been like final circle, and there's still 70 people in the fucking match.
Oh, damn.
Oh my God.
All right, Jimmy, you're going to sit in this bush. I don't care what you do. You get shot, you sit in this bush and you hide.
Right. I mean, but like you don't come back with any of your stuff. You only come back with like 5 meds, a pistol, and something else. I can't remember what it is. So they have no armor. Like, jeez, one of the last rounds we played yesterday, there was 10 people around 2 buildings all trying to pistol whip each other. And as they're doing that, there's a whole nother battle on the other side of the circle where everybody else has real guns. So it was just kind of funny. You had pistol whipping in one area.
So here's the kiddie play area, and here's the real play area.
I don't know if they got mashed together.
That must be so frustrating.
I mean, I get where that's coming from, because it is kind of a pain in the ass if you go in with a squad and then, like, you're the first person to die and you got to sit there and spectate everybody the whole time, which is, I'm sure that's the purpose. But, like, I don't know. That seems...
defeats the point.
Yeah, like...
seems kind of, like, backwards for what a VR should be.
Is that a separate mode, or is that just the base version now?
Yeah, no, it's just a limited time.
Oh, okay, event, okay.
Just kind of see how it goes or whatever. It's
interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. Half the time it's really annoying. Half the time it's like, okay, I get it. But It's weird.
They got to do something. I mean, and you know, you got to be different.
Yeah. I was going to play the free thing last weekend, but I was, again, I was sick as shit. There wasn't any way I was doing that. But we had another guest pop in here with us. Admiral Nips, what about you? How'd you feel about Destiny this week? Were you doing anything with your classes?
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Oh, well.
Makes sense. Yeah,
he's the guy hired by himself too. In the bush.
Yeah.
I think I'm playing this game wrong, guys. I don't do that.
What were you trying to do?
Because I'm trying to check off.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Easy.
Well, you know.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, you beat it so much, you know.
Yeah, you're telling us, Boost. Telling us.
Yeah, this is a full show.
I'm telling you, I guess you could say we should, I don't know, maybe someone should give that guy a hand.
That's the only reason I said yes to being here.
All right, I got nothing else.
And now it's done.
Actually, Nips, that's courtesy of Absolute Zero sent me that in, and he said he wanted to take full credit for it. So, he's like, I don't care. I'll take full credit for that. I've been waiting like 15 minutes for a break in conversation. I have another one here. I don't even know where it would go in the conversation, but here it is anyway.
I just sit there and just probe after probe after probe.
I actually heard that when I was listening to their show. I heard that and I made a note, but I forgot to send it to you.
Trailer Park Living, am I right?
Yeah.
You just sit there and just probe after probe after probe.
Because I'm trying to check off.
Oh, jeez. My God. Dude.
Graphic.
This is a family show. Hey, I consider you guys.
Family show.
I consider you guys family.
Families, but that's
our show's like Olive Garden, right? When you're here, you're family.
Does that mean we start getting a little
breadsticks? Yeah, we have free breadsticks. They're on their way.
Okay, good. You got to hit the other app on your phone. They print out. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I got to find that.
Be the best app ever. If I find an app that can print me breadsticks, I'm going to be rich. Just like, I'm going to put my best team on that. Oh, wait. I don't have a team.
Damn.
You don't.
Yeah, you keep popping out like that. You'll have a team, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just go walk it. All right, I need money to build an app. All right, can you just grab this app? You hit a button, it prints out a breadstick. Well, how would that work? I don't know. That's what I need team for.
That's what you guys are.
Man, I would love a printable breadstick. Well, actually, I would love any kind of bread right now because... well, I guess it's a good time to mention it. We could do this at the top of the show, but we're doing a competitive eating challenge, or lack thereof, with Potato Thumbs Podcast. And, yeah, so it's a competition between our two Discords, and I believe it's like the Spring Break Sexy Discord Challenge or something like that. I forget how
long
it's
going for. Some really long name that, like, no one ever cares about. Hey, lose weight.
Yeah.
Part two.
And I don't know how long it's going for, but I'm feeling pretty good about my situation right now. I can't have any carbs or sugar. I've decided to try the keto. Well, I haven't decided. My wife decided that we're doing this.
There it is.
She came with it the other day. I was just prepared to say that I was doing something, but secretly eat chocolate donuts on the way back from the supermarket.
As you do.
I do.
I do
that.
This guy just attacked me on the way home, shoved donuts in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. It was the weirdest thing ever. I love that guy, though.
He gave me his.
Just be glad it was donuts.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Well.
You never explained how the holes got in the middle.
Yeah.
Were they cream filled?
They were crimpets.
They weren't originally.
Yeah, so she had this bright idea to let's do this keto thing, which is like the hardest of the things to maintain and the least amount of things you could have. But man, last night, I got to tell you, I wanted any kind of sugar so bad. I was just like, I was reading everything in the house and I couldn't have any of it. But I told myself that I'm doing the intermittent fasting thing where I'm only eating from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And anything after that is just water. And so far within the past week, I lost like 10 pounds.
Nice. Dang, nicely, dude.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Dude, it's fucking tough. I'm sick of like Cobb salads and I'm eating sausage and cheese and meats. And because basically with this thing, you're eating a lot of fats because you want your body to burn fat instead of carbohydrates. Whew. It is.
So you get to see kind of what I'm not full keto, but that's kind of what I had to switch to for everything. That's what I've been doing for the past year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
It's and you'll have a moment. I'm not going to lie. You're going to have a moment. You're going to walk through a grocery store. You're going to look over. You're going to see something and you're going to want to cry because you're just going to be like, I can't have that.
But on top of that, what the hell can't you have on keto?
Any sugar or any carb.
You can have my sister-in-law is doing it, and you can have carbs, but it's like net carbs, and you can have
like 20 grams.
Yeah, 20 grams.
It's really low. But
I think I could give up sugar way easier than carbs.
Yeah, I'm trying to. And dude, love pasta. You would be surprised how much of that pasta stuff there is in everything.
I just had pasta for dinner tonight.
Like no, but like shut I'm up. Like a heroin addict. If I don't have it,
who the fuck are you talking about, pasta? Exactly.
That's
no. That would trust be me, Stu. It's now imagine being the keto thing. I'm also like lactose intolerant, so it's not like I can be like, all right, I'm gonna have a beef stick and a cheese, you know, and cheese with it. It's like mm-hmm. I can have a beef stick and well, that's what I can eat out of this. Mm-hmm. It's so. I mean, I understand, but I don't limit carbs
the
as
thing
much
that
as
the thing that I really miss is fruit because you can't have any
can't even have like natural sugars.
No, you can't have any of that. There's certain things like I can't have. I mean, there's certain nuts that you could have, but like mm-hmm. who do I look like, fucking Rockefeller over here? I'm buying macadamia nuts. Get out of here. Those things are like $6 for 5 ounces. Get out of here with that shit. So, yeah, so it's been, like, meat. Although I did realize tonight that I could have buffalo wings. Because, again, I can't have butter. And buffalo wings are my favorite thing ever, so I will eat them every night. but, like, hot sauce.
My diet, baby.
Hot sauce. The hot sauce I use, there's no carbs. There's no sugar in it. And then there's butter. Not that I wouldn't eat those every night, but, yeah. So my lunch has been like a Cobb salad with like chicken and hard-boiled egg and bacon and blue cheese and I don't know. We have a book and I really got to look through it. But I kind of skimmed through like a few meals since I do all the cooking of some things we could have and have done that. So this weekend I'm going to look through it and kind of expand my horizons to maybe some kind of keto bread or something because
okay, I'm gonna let you in. There's a brand of pancake mix. It's called Kodiak Cakes.
Oh, I saw that tonight.
Go with those.
You can have that.
And you can have them. They're really low in carbs, but that's because they're made with all natural grains, so net carbs really low. And they have a like three different versions of the recipe, like this or like this or like the full protein one where you had like eggs and oil and stuff.
Yeah,
go with that. You're gonna be like, oh, I make a ton of that. No. Don't. Yeah, pancake will make you like, all right, and I'm good.
I knew it wasn't going to be good when I had said in the Discord channel, and everybody was like, ooh, you're doing that? Yeah, that sucks. It's not good. It's like, oh. Like,
it's tough.
I have like the least amount of willpower change ever, and I'm doing something that takes like the most amount of willpower.
And everyone around you is going, ooh.
I know. I walk in. Here's the thing. Last night I walk in the house, and I'm craving sweets so bad. And I went to go pick up my daughter, and both my sons are sitting at like in the kitchen at the breakfast bar with gigantic spoonfuls of peanut butter. And they're just like, ah, I like that. I'm like, get the fuck out of my face.
So what about like a natural peanut butter? You know, the ones that they don't put any sugar in there.
We use natural peanut butter. I haven't had real peanut butter in probably like 6 years. I wouldn't even know what it's probably so sugary. And by sugary. Real
peanut butter, you mean, yeah, fake peanut butter, right?
Yeah, fake peanut butter, yeah.
Yeah, fake peanut butter.
He don't do no Jif around here. Yeah.
Anyway, you know what? We'll see how it goes. I mean, I might switch things up or change it around if it gets, like, too hard. But for now, I'm kind of seeing some results and feeling pretty good about it. And it's really great to listen to Potato Thumbs and hear both, you know, Fluffy and Nips talk about, you know, how good they're doing and how good they feel. And I don't know. I just, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know. But, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate them. And, you know, we'll see what happens. What do you think, Nips?
Because I'm trying to check off.
Okay.
It's a good technique.
That's his secret to weight loss. You know,
it's a workout.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, now you got me wanting chicken wings. I might have to make them tomorrow.
Oh, back to gaming real quick. I'm playing a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
how's that?
Dude, so good.
Yeah,
I believe that's going to be one of my baby games that I'm going to play. The other one, I've actually been playing my Super Nintendo Classic lately. For some reason, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go back and play that. And so I've been playing Super Mario RPG.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
It's like, I remember playing this and I'm going through and it's like, this is a nice distraction from regular games.
Yeah, I might have to fire up the old NES.
Well, I've been dicking around every now and then with the Switch with Mario Kart on that. So yeah, I don't know. It's Mario Kart.
Is the Switch still as prevalent as it was around Christmas time?
Yeah, she'll bust it out every now and then, but she's really, it's really interesting. I would never have done this as a kid. I don't know any kid that did, but she's like, I just want to do two songs and that's it. Or like, I just want to do one song and she'll dance. And then she's like, yeah, I'm done. And she'll turn it off. I'm like,
can you tell me how that happens? Cause I want to get my daughter off of like Pokemon. I'd like to get her a Switch and then like one of those Pokemon games. But unless that thing has like a time limit on there, I don't think I can do it because she will just live on a Switch.
Yep. Well, she's not, my daughter's not old enough to play like those kind of games. She just wants to do just dance, you know, like she doesn't even like to do Mario Party that much anymore.
Just dance. It'll be
okay.
Boop-a-boop-a-boop, just dance.
No, her favorite is, Sugar. Yeah, please. It's Maroon 5. I don't know. I've heard that song.
I don't know
10,
what they say
times.
At the end because I had like different members of my family. It's like, is it yes, please, or
yes, please?
You're sweet.
No,
that was
it's
the
yes,
argument.
Please.
Okay,
it's pretty yes, sure please. It comes up. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Sugar.
I can't get that high.
It's either that one or Jingle Bells. Still,
I took
Jingle
my wife. I took my wife to see Maroon 5 and Kelly Clarkson for her birthday a few years ago.
Looks like you were picking your nose,
they
by the way, when you were scratching there. I was on the outside.
I was on the rim. It wasn't a pig. It was a scratch. Oh, my God. I haven't done a Jerry Seinfeld impression since our second episode of Dad Tales. That went over like a fart in church. Oh, gosh. That was one of the worst intros ever. But, you know, I wanted to, as long as we have Drafting and Risen Phoenix here, I just want to say to all the League of Distinguished Gentlemen members, thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast. And I don't know if you saw today in Discord, but I put in there, I sent some stuff out this week. So hopefully either this weekend or the beginning of next week, our League members should be getting a very nice certificate and a little something else. And I don't know. I think it looks pretty cool. Ooh. So
Justin's going to give you a little something, something.
Yeah. There's a little, I put a little DNA in every single envelope.
You know what I'm saying?
My body is ready,
but I just wanted to take a second and thank our patrons, the Canuck Show, Gear Dad, Alex, Arisen, Drafty, Gator, Grim, Ian, Chris, Paolo, Steve, and Vagabond. You guys are awesome, and I don't know, really appreciate you guys. And also Dan, Fluffy, Bit Dead, and Joe. You guys are awesome. So we appreciate all the support you guys give, and yeah, thanks for coming on again.
Well, you put out an enjoyable product with a great community. So
it's really.
Well, I said enjoyable. I didn't say great.
Okay.
There we go.
All right.
That almost.
That's fair. Here. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. That. Yeah. The judges accept that.
That's going to be our new motto.
It's good.
I think.
I didn't say what? I didn't say great.
I didn't say great.
It's good. Not great.
I'm looking for questions, and I'm like, I'm in the sexy naked Discord part. I'm not going to find anything there. All right.
Out there, my man.
So let's do some questions. Let's see here. This one's from Gator. I think my dog just fell down the steps.
That's not a question.
Is that the question?
That's not a question.
I want to get your dog checked out, if that's the question.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. I want to know why all the podcasts keep copying your ideas, like playlists and special podcast questions channels in the Discord.
Wow. That's a good question.
It is a really good question.
Yeah, I got a great answer for it. Because we're the best around.
When you've, you know, Gator, when you've reached the pinnacle of podcastingdom, I don't know, it's just like you stand there and you just survey, you know, you look across all the other podcasts and you don't really care, you know what I mean, because it's like I've created this, I can't think of anything.
I'm trying to be everywhere. So touches is
I survey the
that dark area over there.
I survey the area.
We don't talk about that on the podcast because we do not want to get yelled at.
And I look around. And I think it's okay. You may have this. Like, we're putting it out there for everyone. It's for everybody. So, frankly, they're not copying our ideas. They're carrying it on. They're carrying the torch because Distinguished Gentlemen might not always exist. And so if we could pass on a little bit of ourselves, it's like having a little podcast baby when you go to listen to a podcast and all of a sudden they're like, hey, we have a playlist too.
Look, I don't like they invented any food for these podcasts. It's not like a real baby, right?
No, it's not like a
real baby. Okay.
That made me cry. I'm not going to lie to you.
You know,
that was beautiful.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Jesus. You know what? From the entire every other podcast out there, thank you again. Wow, guys,
it means a lot, man. Every podcast—that's
literally all like, of my problems.
Every single podcast on in the podcast universe,
in the history of ever.
Like, I mean, across Google Play, iTunes, everywhere, Spotify,
everywhere, even those that haven't happened yet. I feel like I can speak for them. Thank you, guys.
Jeez.
That's impressive.
Think you know I'm going to steal so much shit. I'm getting my own Canadian now.
It's high praise. Hey.
It's high Canadians praise. Are hot right
it's
now.
High praise coming from you.
Wow.
Professional podcast fill-in host as well as podcaster extraordinaire.
And a professional fill-in, if you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
I would like an explanation, please.
Actually, in truth...
Oh, hey, sweetheart.
In truth, I don't know. Hey,
I got an answer.
Go ahead.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next question.
Okay, seriously, I'm curious, what is your favorite thing about being a dad? Thanks again, fellas.
Oof. Honestly... when I come home from work and my daughter just like screams daddy and runs up and gives me a big hug, like she's a shit all the time. But right that moment, I'm like, you're perfect. I don't care what you do next. And then she messes it up and, you know.
You know, that and those 3 seconds are gone and then, you know, exactly. It goes back to normal.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, man, I really always bring up like horrible stories about my kid, like my kid's pissing me off. It's like, I very rare, like if, I guess if you heard this like out of context, you'd probably think like, man, that guy really doesn't like his kids. I don't know. Hopefully you don't think that. I do love my children, but I just want to say that, I do love my children. I do think they're fantastic. And to this question, kind of the same thing that you said, Fudd. But as an example, I was getting out of the car. Well, I was driving around with Josh. I went to go pick him up from school. I'm driving him home, and he does this thing where he likes me to talk in like an old man voice. So I'll be like, "Hey, Josh, I'm just so old. I'm old. I don't know what you're talking about, you little whippersnapper." And so he cracks up when I do that. And I go to get him out of his seat, and I pick him up, and he just goes, he's like, "I love you, Daddy." And I was like, but it was in that way. Like, have you guys ever seen The Family Man with Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know the part, spoilers for Family Man. So at the end, when the daughter finally believes that it's him, and she goes like, "I knew you'd come back." Like, that was the kind of feeling I got. I was like, "Oh boy, buddy, we got to hold on. Daddy's you gotta get in the house. Some got in Daddy's eye." But that moment was really great. So,
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I like that coming home shit too. But to your point, she always messes it up. I guess I always mess it up too. I don't know. Maybe it's so cheesy. Like, no matter what answer you give, it's going to be so cheesy. I guess watching this human develop is so cool. What's your
favorite thing about being a dad? That wasn't really a favorite thing that my kid tells me they love me.
I like watching her learn things. Mm-hmm. You know, like she spells out her name from start to finish, like first name, last name as well now. And she just constantly does it every day. She comes home and writes her name. She always wants to practice her letters. It's great to see this kid learning shit. Like, she's finally at an age where she's like a, I don't know, she's not a baby anymore, you know? So to see them develop at this stage is so cool.
So is she learning stuff with Stu?
No, God no. God no.
Yeah, I guess like teaching them things is that's probably like a really high point. Like every Friday night when I take Dylan to hockey practice, dog, get down, go chew your bone. When I take Dylan to hockey practice, I put on Spotify and I try and play a new band for him, like something that I hope like he'll like. And I'll get to the band. I think my band is going to be my song of the week for this week, so I'll get to that later. But I like that because he'll ask about them, and I'll be, you know, and I'll kind of go into it, like, you know, like, "These guys did this, and this is where I heard about this band, and this band changed the way I, you know, I thought about things, or changed the music that I listened to." And he does listen to me, and he does listen to the music. And if he doesn't like it, he'll tell me. And if he does, then he'll be, you know, he'll be like, "Fucking turn it up, bro." So I like that part. I like imparting things that I love onto them, and them in return being like, "Yeah, that's pretty awesome, Dad." You know what I mean? So I like that.
Yeah, I think I have that thing where it's like, I have that moment where it's one of my favorite, but it's also, it kind of sucks. When my daughter does something, it's like, it's very me. Like, her new thing is I'll put on a record in my office. Doesn't matter what it is, but I put it on, you know, it's a bit of playing. And she somehow always ends up in the office listening to the records with me because she just wants to do that. And it's like, it's cool. You know, she likes the things I like, but then it's like, damn it, she's turning into a little me. I'm a pain in the ass. That's not cool.
Yeah, I second that. You are a pain in the ass. But I love you. You're my pain in the ass. When your daughter starts walking around, she's like,
"Bull crap!
Oh boy!"
I've sent you that video where she was playing Minecraft. She's like, "Oh yeah, you want some of this? You want some? Yeah, get that!" I'm just like, yeah. Oh my gosh, she's me. She's like, you know, yelling at the little like enemies there, like, you know, "I'm gonna get you." Yeah, you know, you wanted that. And it's like, whoa, she's beating up and like trash talking them. What have I created?
No, the other day, I came home from work.
And I was looking through the PlayStation. I was looking at my trophies because I need to pick me up sometimes.
Yeah, I don't really chase trophies, man.
And I'm going through the Minecraft ones, and my daughter's five, so she's not allowed to play online, right? And so I'm finding all these trophies from doing stuff online. And I was like, oh, no, because I've talked to her about it. And so I sit her down, and I'm like yelling her at about it. I'm not yelling, but... And then I go back to the trophies, and they're all like, really? I was beating the hell out of her, right? So, but so I go back to these trophies, and they're all like super rare, hard to get, like PvP killing people trophies. And I was like, my daughter was shitting on these adults in Minecraft. I don't know. Should I apologize to her? I don't know.
Now, honey, you shouldn't be doing this, but
thank you very much.
Yeah, right?
She's like, why are you yelling at me? I just platinumed this game.
Yeah,
right. She's like, I just platinumed this game, noob.
That is the truth. It's like letting your kids go and play online. Like, my daughter has an Xbox Live account, and she can do a very little amount of anything online. It's like, I'm always really super cautious about it. But it's like, yeah. It's because I remember, you know, Call of Duty and what just the lobbies were. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
This is not cool. Like, I don't need her to ever hear, like, 10 seconds of this, let alone, you know, play this. And it's like, I'm still cautious, but I understand the whole... When do you let them go online and just be, like, not that cautious?
I let Josh go online. Although, it's only, like, in... it's on his brother's account. You know, when they have to split the Xbox time with Fortnite. So I do let him play, and he'll play with, like, Dylan's friends. But it's so cute. Like, I'll sit down here with him. So, like, if he wakes up really early in the morning with me, and usually on the weekends, I'll get up with the dogs and then just come downstairs to not bother anybody. And he'll get up not too long after, and he'll come down and he'll sit next to me and play. And shut up. Sorry, dog's barking. And so he'll sit down, and every once in a while, one of Dylan's friends will join him, and they'll ask to, like, join his party or whatever, and he'll just go, "Hi, I'm Josh, Dylan's brother." I'm like, that's the cutest fucking thing I've ever heard.
It's like, incredible.
"I'm Josh, Dylan's brother. Do you wanna potty up?" And I'm like, dude, I'll party up with you anytime. You could be my wingman anytime.
I could just see him going, "You want to sway some noobs?"
Oh, he does. Well, he'll want to play Destiny with me, and he's like, "Are we going to save the world?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, we're going to save the world." And he's like, "Are you going to revive me?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll revive you anytime you want." And
yeah, actually, my daughter likes to play Destiny, too. She's like, "Daddy, can we shoot aliens?" I'm like, "Yes, we can." But all she likes to do is pull the trigger. It's like, you have to make them look. She'll walk, and I have to make them look. It's the most awkward thing ever.
Dude, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's right on. But I don't let him, like, you know, I'll let him do, like, public events, and but I don't let him do, like, Gambit or Crucible or anything like
that. Wow.
Or Strikes. Yeah, no.
See, my daughter has come in and started watching me play, and it's like, I think she wants to give it a try, but she's at that, I don't want to ask Daddy because that's his game, and she already doesn't have that much Xbox time as it is. So, mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't want to, like, possibly get into another game that she can't play very often. But it's like, do I let her? Do I start? Or do I just put her on one of my characters so, you know, she can farm gear for me?
That's a Mercury Flashpoint 4.
Yeah. Here's a PlayStation controller. When they hit, you get the bigger numbers, just put that equipment on. And when you hit 650, you're done.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody else got anything before I move on?
No, I enjoy it when my son's at his mother's house and I get a game invite to play Destiny with him.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That is awesome.
It doesn't happen often because he's gotten more into Ark and some other games now. But.
Oh, really? I see that on Game Pass, but that seems like a game that I would have to put a lot of time into.
Yeah, I've tried it a little bit because I set mine as his primary and his is my primary.
Mm-hmm.
So anything he buys, I can try.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And I gave it a shot, and it's just not for me. I'm not going to talk down about it. It's just not for me.
All right. Yeah, I was really hoping you were going to talk shit about Ark, but, you know.
No, I won't talk shit about any game.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's,
but seriously, if it's for you, enjoy it. If it's not, then just move on.
That's right.
Yep.
No need to be crybabies about games. Anthem update. I'm still not in.
Still nothing?
I'm still not in. Story of my life. All right. From Chubby Wizard. He says, super serious questions for you guys. Here goes. Cereal in the bowl first or milk first? I'm a cereal in the bowl first kind of guy.
That's milk's the only way to do it.
Like,
because I'm not a fucking
psycho.
That's
how you get more cereal.
Holy fucking cereal killers? Seriously. Oh, hey. Wait. I got nothing.
Oh,
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of one. No, but I got it. We missed the chance. It was cereal killers. That was it. So,
I haven't eaten cereal in 6-10 years, something like that. So
I'm approaching the same. Hmm. That's not true. I can tell you that I remember two instances where I ate just a bowl of cereal, like no milk, no nothing, just cereal by itself with a spoon, because I miss it so much.
I love cereal. Yeah, I can't have any right
favorite
now.
Thing.
It's really good.
I had cereal for dinner. It was delicious.
I thought you had pasta for dinner. Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Pasta cereal.
They're on to me.
He takes macaroni, he pours it in, you know, the bowl, puts some milk in there, and it's like...
I love bags of dicks.
You know what? That's true. Pasta is kind of like dinner cereal.
Well, you know, it's like... Pasta's really good.
It's
and this
pasta
milk
dinner
is
cereal.
Delicious, but I wish I had cereal in the milk I'm drinking with the pasta. It's a whole meal. It's delicious.
So did you put maple syrup on the pasta?
He's like Buddy the Elf.
We do. You know what, funny enough, we just bought last weekend at the grocery store maple Cheerios. Special edition maple Cheerios.
That sounds
They're
good.
Actually pretty good if I remember right.
They are fucking delicious, yes. They're maple Cheerios. So
yeah, we keep so many cereals, the top of my refrigerator looks like Jerry Seinfeld's apartment. It's just like fucking like 15 cereals on top of it. And everybody only
Seinfeld
eats two of them.
Today.
What's that?
It's a Seinfeld
the second,
revival.
Second Seinfeld reference today.
I'm getting a little cereal. peanut butter on both slices of bread and jelly in the middle? Or are you a sick freak that puts peanut butter on one slice and then jelly on the other? I used to be the sick freak that put peanut butter on one side and jelly on the other. That's how I grew up with it. And then my wife told me that I was doing it wrong, much like she does with everything in my life. oh, you're loading the dishwasher? You're doing it wrong. Oh.
Do you want to show me how to do it? Pull that line out because that's...
No.
So when it comes to the peanut butter on the bread question, that's a very good question.
It is a good question.
I think when it depends on what you're combining it with.
Fudd had peanut butter for dinner.
Because peanut butter is like, you can do so many things with a peanut butter sandwich, right?
Yeah.
So if you're doing just straight up peanut butter and jam, I'll tell you, I'm indifferent. You want to do both sides, you want to do one, I'm not going to judge you. But if you're doing something like bananas in there, you need both sides. If you're doing something like honey, you absolutely need both sides.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, because
honey
otherwise,
goes on the bread because the honey makes the bread. When you bite into the peanut butter and honey, it makes it almost crispy.
No, you need it in the middle, so it's like this gooey, like a...
This is it, guys. Like episode 15. This is where we fucking lost it.
Oh, man. No.
Just fight it out live. We'll wait.
Do it live!
And of course, if you're talking about Nutella as your complimentary thing, then it's just one of each. You know, you do the one peanut butter, the one Nutella, smash those things together. And I like to, with the Wonder Bread, I like to, like, get that shit flat. You know, like, if I could have just a paper thin... Oh, so good.
Stu's pulling out the rolling pin, rolling it over the bread, like, yeah!
You know, it sounds stupid,
it's a tortilla,
right?
Damn it!
It sounds kind of stupid, but when I was a kid... I used to die for a peanut butter and jam sandwich.
Well, do it live! Fuck it!
Because my dad was an immigrant from Italy, so he's giving me all these awesome sandwiches like mortadella and prosciutto and stuff, and I'm like, for fuck's sakes, can I just get like a peanut butter and jam? And my dad thought I was crazy. He thought I was fucking crazy, so... Anyway.
I understand that. My dad, whenever he made lunch for me as a kid, like, I get a sandwich and it's like, no, this isn't. Like, once he made a salami and bell pepper sandwich with Miracle Whip. And I'm just like, I can't stand Miracle Whip. And it's just like, I thought something was awful. I'm like, what the? And he's like, well, I thought it sounded good. It's like, I don't eat like that. But I do remember, like, it, peanut butter one side, jam the other. And, like, the jam would soak through the bread, so you don't have the slightly soggy piece.
Well, that's the thing. That's where my wife pointed out to me that everything I'm doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. That you need to have the peanut butter on the other side and the jelly in the middle so the jelly doesn't sog up the sandwich sitting in the lunchbox all day. And it makes sense. And you know what? Finally, I relented. For a while, I was being stubborn. But as
well, I was told what? I was wrong, too, because I like chunky peanut butter, and I was told that's wrong. Therefore, there's no chunky peanut butter in this house. But it's okay. I haven't had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in years at this point.
I really want a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich. I'm going to probably go upstairs and make one in a second. Like,
can I, really can I be honest right here? Oh. This conversation just kind of changed my life. I never thought about putting peanut butter on both sides.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this is a life-changing moment for me. Thanks, guys.
Oh, wow.
Wait till you do the hot peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You do it like a grilled cheese sandwich with peanut butter. It's basically peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you butter the outsides and then toast it.
Hang on, I'm writing this shit down. That sounds fucking good.
Seriously.
Oh, boy.
Slower, Baruch.
I'm not actually writing it down. This is all just for show.
You put it in the hot pan. I let it sizzle. Ooh, baby.
I always ate my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches too fast to care about jelly soaking into the bread. I'm like, I just made it. I'm going to fucking eat it. Why would I put it away somewhere?
Okay. I think for me, it depends. I think it depends as to when I'm eating it. If I'm going to eat it right away, I'll be one of the straight ones that just puts it on both sides. But if I'm making it for lunch, then I'll do the peanut butter on both sides of the bread, so the jam doesn't soak in.
God, you guys are so smart.
Yeah, see, I never even thought of that.
Is this the smartest podcast you've been on all week?
Conversation, peanut butter and jelly. Damn. Peanut butter jelly time.
But I never thought about
jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
I never thought about it until I took one of my sons on Crustables one day because I didn't have time to make a sandwich, and I always wondered how the jam never soaked into the bread, and when I bit into it and saw peanut butter on both sides, the light bulb kind of went on.
Oh, I guess you could say putting peanut butter on both sides is my jam. Okay, moving on.
So what's the difference between jelly and jam?
One is fucking disgusting.
All right. Perfect. Let's see. And finally, you know what? I'm sorry, Chubby. I'm not doing this second part of this question. I won't allow it on this podcast.
Damn.
Is it asking about a Creed song?
No. Why do you ask, Baruch? No. It's asking about something on pizza, and I will not allow that discussion to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I have to put my foot down somewhere. This one's from Gorilla Golf. He says, hey, guys, if you could have any, and I mean any guest on the show, who would it be and why? Well, that's a tough one. That one is probably one I should have asked you guys ahead of time.
Who the fuck invented peanut butter and jam sandwiches? That's what I want to have on the show. Let's go right to the source.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I would want to have on the show. Let's see.
Nope, I have the perfect answer.
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Why?
That's a strong choice.
Just because.
You just want to stare at him on the screen.
You're welcome. Oh, hell yeah.
Well, this is kind of like our sequel podcast, and he's master of the sequel. You know, he comes in like number two or three of every franchise. So.
Oh, my gosh. We watched the, what was it, Fast Five? Is it Fast Five where he makes an appearance? That's where he shows up?
Yes, God. Fast Five.
So good.
It's where they introduce Hob.
And it's that I'm trying to explain to my son, like, so this is where the series takes a real turning point. Like, whereas before they were just a bunch of street racers. Like, now this is where they turn into like international, like, you know, a
now they turn team. Into street racers with a purpose.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. It's
so good.
Team. Oh yeah.
So good. Five is awesome. Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's a pretty strong choice. I don't know if I would want to go with like a rock star or an actor, anybody dead or alive.
Are we doing dead or alive?
Yeah, we could do. He says any, and he means
oh my god,
any.
So like, are they is the dead person alive when they're here, or are you literally just talking to a corpse?
Yes, we have Abraham Lincoln on this week. Abe, how you doing?
Let's go back to Amp's episode.
Haven't been
week.
To a movie yet.
Let's just say you can hop in Bill and Ted's phone box and go get anybody that you want to.
So great.
Yes, hello.
Genghis Khan, dude. It's like Genghis Khan was like the worst fucking person in the world, and they're bringing this guy to like a sporting goods store.
Yeah, I preferred it when John Wayne played him. I think he did a really good job.
I don't know. I mean, and 7 minutes ago.
Look, if it can be anybody,
inappropriate joke. Thank you.
I'm not a religious guy, but if it can be anybody, I got some questions for Jesus. I would really like to talk to this Jesus fellow.
Okay.
So.
It's pretty good.
I mean, anybody.
Caligula. Anybody.
Why not Jesus? Caligula? Okay.
Caligula.
He just likes the name.
See how crazy he really was.
Yeah, on tonight's show, Caligula.
We got a very special show for you tonight. Caligula's here. Sorry, my Johnny Carson impression for a very specific age audience.
That was
not that you are great. Correct, sir.
I gotta tell you, it's weird and wild stuff.
That was actually not too bad.
Let's see here.
Oh, he's fucking doing Karnak. All right,
yeah. Here we go.
I don't want to know what's in that tissue, though.
Let's see.
Your mother,
Dippy Doo. Let's rip this envelope open. See what it says. Things you find on your Dippy in the morning. Sorry.
Mm.
I apologize.
Oh, not funny.
I think Johnny Carson would be a good one.
Mm.
I'll say that.
That like, would
think
be pretty
all
good.
That, all the people that guy has talked to. And man, yeah. There is nothing better than going on YouTube and watching old Johnny Carson episodes. There's a really good one, and it's Rodney Dangerfield on Johnny Carson. Oh my God. It's like 12 minutes long. And so like Dangerfield goes up and he does this whole set. And then he sits down for like another 6 minutes and practically does like another set with Johnny. Just like Johnny setting him up, you know, it's like, I gotta tell you, you know, my mother didn't want to breastfeed me. She said she only wanted to be friends. She only liked me as a friend. Oh, so good. I mean, I used to watch that like every Friday night when I'd go up and stay with my grandparents on the weekend and they loved Johnny Carson. That was the Friday night was the only night I could stay up, and I would sleep on the floor in their room because I was a scared little boy and I didn't want to sleep by myself because obviously their house was haunted. Obviously. And
obviously.
So we would watch Johnny Carson and Benny Hill.
Oh, I love Benny Hill.
Yeah. So good. Tragic story, Benny Hill. Yeah, so I think Carson would be it for me. Anybody else?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Justin, I'm busy that night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's like, you'd have to take your headphones off for that one. Like, let me tell you something. You know, and like, that dude doesn't have any volume but yelling.
He actually has his own show. It's pretty good. I'm not lying.
Headphones around your neck, still hear him?
Yep.
I think Robin Williams would be a great one, but you'd barely even get to talk.
Yeah, yes. that'd be the best part of it, though.
It's like the old...
You would be laughing the whole time, though, so it's not like it's a bad thing.
He would be all of you at the same time. Well,
and him with... I can't remember for sure the guy's name. I want to say John White. Robin Williams and him on Carson, they just played off each other so much. I'm trying to remember one of the bigger things he was in. He was a bigger guy, bald head. He always did like,
John Winters.
John Winters. That's it.
Okay.
Jonathan Winters. Yeah.
I Googled it. That's why. No, it's not like I knew it.
Those two together were, it was like they were cut from the same cloth, and then you put them on Carson.
It's like Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
Yeah. Oh, Dom DeLuise, that's a good one, too.
Phil Hartman? Oh.
Yeah.
I know I'm just thinking of people that have, like, tragically have died. John Candy?
Oh, yeah.
John Candy.
Do you know about your future?
Chris Farley, yeah. Have you guys heard the Adam Sandler, Chris Farley tribute song from his Netflix special?
Mm-mm.
No, I couldn't get more than 10 minutes into that thing.
Well, I didn't watch the special, but it's like a one-off video on YouTube of just the tribute song to Chris Farley. Dude, it is like... We were talking about last week things that you make you cry. Like, my wife and I were just like, not bawling, but... It was a very touching song. It was really good. It was awesome. So I highly recommend looking that up. Okay. All right, let's get back to the questions here, fellas. Let's see. Fluffy Fingers says, "Hey, since everyone is aware that our good ideas on Potato Thumbs are just other people's ideas rebranded, do you want to DM me your new segments prior to recording so we can jump on to stealing your ideas? Well, joke's on you, Fluffy, because we haven't had any new ideas in quite some time."
I was actually thinking maybe it's time we start reviewing beers or something because, I mean, movies maybe. I don't know. We got to do something, guys.
Sorry.
I can't even drink. Broke doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So we're fucked.
Actually, I did have a good idea. And I'm not going to share it here. I'll share it in DM with Fluffy, and he could have it after we're done with it. Vagabond.
You like sloppy seconds.
Yeah. You go with soda of the week.
Soda of the week.
Do you guys have any good Kool-Aid flavors this week?
Yeah, we do. It's a passion berry punch. It's really good. What do you think about it? I think it has
what would you rate it?
I don't know. It goes down pretty smooth.
It's delicious.
I give it 10 out of 5 vape clouds. I don't know. That's not a Xana fan impression. I don't know. I don't know how to do a Steve impression. Wish I did.
Where can we find Potato Thumbs?
I don't know. Oh, hold on.
I love it.
Oh, shoot. Hold on a second.
Where can we find Potato Thumbs?
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways just because I'm trying to check off.
That took work because I got to go through multiple pages and really scroll across things.
Wow.
This one comes from Vagabond. He says, "Love the show, guys. My question is, who is your favorite Mortal Kombat character?"
I don't think I've played Mortal Kombat since the original Mortal Kombat at a stand-up arcade machine. Like
is it Sub-Zero that goes, "Get over here"?
No, that's
Scorpion.
Scorpion. Damn it, I knew it was Scorpion. I said Sub-Zero. I sound like an idiot.
Sub-Zero freezes people. Scorpion, you know, pulls people in.
Scorpion. But
take a lap, bud.
I think that's everybody. But I'm going to actually go with mine's right from the original. And we were out like a school thing, and then we went somewhere, and they had that arcade game when it first came out. So, of course, I played it, and I was Kano, and I was kicking ass and taking names. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I was beating people up left and right, and it's like, sweet. So he kind of holds a special place in my heart, even though he's really not that great of a character.
Actually, I'm going to say Raiden. When I played it, when I would play at Jolly Time, I would always pick Raiden because I liked his, like, you know, tickle fingers.
Mm, you would.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm going to go with Jade because boobs.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I was thinking signed it for a similar reason.
Hey guys, I like Johnny Cage because he punches people in the nuts.
I was gonna say Blanca, but hey, wrong game.
No, Goro. Goro is the one that.
Yeah, Goro. Forearms.
I remember the first time I saw that character, I was like, "Whoa, he's so cool!" I was like, "Oh, he's just a big idiot."
Whoa, yeah, I always either went with Sub-Zero or Liu Kang because I could always be super cheap when I'm playing on my Game Boy. I was supposed to be asleep, but I could like just run through the ladders with either one of them, just spamming the same moves.
Actually, Mortal Kombat
bicycle kick,
Mortal Kombat 10 is on Game Pass. Right. If anybody has that, yeah.
I love Game Pass.
I might try that. I might try it out. Although I can't play it with the kids, which sucks. That's why I like Injustice. That was pretty fun, and the kids like that. I do have that on PlayStation. That's a solid game.
I wanted to get that, and I never got it.
It was good.
I've got Capcom versus Marvel.
Ooh,
on PlayStation.
That's a solid game. That's right good. There.
I'm a Tekken guy.
Blade Barrage. Blade Barrage. Like, that's all you... Like, you're just Wolverine. That's like... That was my brother. Every time, that's all he did was just, like, Wolverine. He didn't even care what the other characters were. He's like, oh, I'm Wolverine. It's like, okay.
My son thought I had played it before when we started playing it because I just kept kicking his butt. And I was just... I just knew the button. Just mashed the buttons. He was trying to be all technical with it and all I was doing was mashing buttons.
That's what I do when I play Spider-Man. It's just like, square, square, square. Triangle.
Spider-Man?
Yes, yeah, Spider-Man. It's Hank Spider-Man.
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 Jim Spider-Man. Nice to meet you. and Sentinel Dad says...
Private detective.
Brian Boitano or Brian Adams?
Don't know who they are.
That's a tough one. Brian Boitano was an Olympic skater who won gold in the late 80s.
Well, Brian Adams.
Wants to run to you. When the feeling's right, I'm gonna run all night. I'm gonna run to you.
So I take it he's a singer.
Yeah.
No, he's also a nice skater, but he would sing his song first.
Yeah. Good year.
Sentinel Dad. That's a tough one. I do like Brian Boitano's form. He does maybe, fantastic triple sow cow.
Did he mean maybe like Brian Boitano and Brian Orser?
No, he means
because they were both
Brian Boitano and Brian Adams.
All right, well,
I'm gonna
Brian
go.
Brian Adams is Canadian.
I'm going Brian Adams on this. Yeah,
it's easy.
Great Canadian.
I know one of the male figure skaters back then was the first to do a backflip. I don't know if it was Boitano
I don't think it was
Boitano. I think you're confusing that with Mortal Kombat again.
Yeah, sorry. That was Sub-Zero, Crafty. Yeah.
No, back late 80s, early 90s, when we only had one TV, would watch figure skating, and if I was to watch TV, it was whatever she was watching. So I did see some of it back then, and there was a male figure skater, I don't remember who it was, that
you guys
did a backflip in competition.
It's actually so freaking hilarious. If you go find the YouTube video, he's a Russian figure skater. He's like multiple world champion and shit. Evgeny Plushenko.
Plushenko. I was just going to say Plushenko.
Genuine Pony. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he did his figure skating routine to that. It is fucking hilarious.
I'm definitely going to look that up.
It is hilarious.
All right. I think we're all Brian Adams with a couple Boitanos. This one comes from Scumdeath, and he sent an email too. I have to find it. What do you do when you come home and someone has broken your controller? I'm fucking livid. I don't come home and find that. Because, boy,
I'm livid, man.
Man, if I did, I'd probably just cry about it in a corner and really not do anything else. Although I do get pissed when I come back and they've taken my control freaks off and then like they have no idea where they put them.
Oh yeah. I was holding the same thing with the little foam pieces on the end of the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah.
Actually I don't have one of those.
See, I just look at it like this. If I come home and a controller is broken, it was probably by my daughter and the circle has become complete. She has become me.
You are now me.
Oh, my son knows better than to even touch my controller. He's got two or three that he can play with. He doesn't need to touch mine for any reason.
Yeah, there's a reason I have three controllers out there in the living room, and I have mine that stays in a drawer here in my office.
Well, Dad, can we use your controller? No. Why do you need it? Because all those out there are broke. That's why it's my controller.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You use that broken chip. Do you?
Well, plus I have a scuff that I use, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would hurt.
I got a scuff impact that, yeah, if my son broke that, his butt would be broken.
I saw at GameStop they're selling scuffs there now. And then you could buy all the components to customize it. That's pretty cool.
Mm.
But I think it only they only come in like stand like a gray, like a metallic gray or something. I think I would want something a little bit more flashy.
I've still never gotten down with the pimp my controller yet.
What's that, Baruch?
I still have never gotten down with the pimp my controller. I still have just the basic normal controllers.
Yeah, I can understand a flashy controller while it's sitting on your desk, but when you're actually playing, how often are you looking at your controllers to realize, oh, this thing looks cool?
Mm-hmm.
All the time, because I can't remember any controls ever.
I can.
Which is the square and which is the triangle?
I can't see them past these rhinestones.
Oh yeah, fresh switching between PS4 and Xbox, and you get a QuickTime event that tells you to push X.
Yeah,
that's a pain in the ass.
Oh god.
There you go. Fun. Try using that one then.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I'm screwed.
For those in the audio format,
it's
he rubbed
four
it
four black buttons.
Yeah.
All black.
There's little.
Yeah. It's black on black on black.
There is no symbol markings on them.
Yeah, I do miss my my Elite controller. I like the weight of it and like the rubbery grip. That was really nice. Yeah.
My rubbery grip is actually coming off, which is kind of shitty, but this thing has been, it has been through battles.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it like when they first came out, and it's had open heart surgery a few times, this thing. Wow. Some buttons have been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
There's pieces of sandwich bag currently holding the right stick in place. It makes it a little firmer. Wow. Yeah, it's a real high-level technique. A lot of guys go with the
Q-tip. I have no idea what we're talking about right now.
Stu likes his stick.
I wish the sticks could be firm. Clip that, Justin. Mm-hmm. Clip that. So, no,
with
this
the rubber coming off, that explains his current situation.
It's like...
Why do you have sandwich bags on there?
This thing, they did so many things right, but then there's just little questionable issues. Like this, these buttons, the bumpers... Everybody that's had one of these for more than 6 months will break a bumper if you play on Bumper Jumper like I do. And when you open it up and you see why, it's because it's like the thinnest piece of plastic. It's all one piece.
Yeah.
These are not separate buttons. This is all one piece under there.
It really stinks to have to replace that. And like when it happened, I was like, oh, what? And it just did not do anything and then had to wait a week for parts to come from, I don't know, China somewhere.
One day I'm just going to go, I'll get one at Costco and I'll just return it every 6 months and get a new one.
There you go.
That's smart.
He's a smart
pro
guy.
Tips.
He is.
I'm smart. Not like everybody says.
Not like everybody says.
Stewie G, you want to do some
yes,
news?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any news?
No, not really. I really kind of should have saved the 85-year-old that got crushed by the pornography.
That was solid.
there was one that came in from Scumdeath. But it's just
Sharon, the dog crapped in my shoe again.
Close. Some alpaca escaped the zoo and broke into a optician's office in South Africa. Oh no, South America. Sorry, I can't read.
Yeah, he really gets around.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Somebody locked the animal in there. That's all I got, guys. Sorry, man. Right. I told you. I should have saved the porn.
So, I was pretty excited about something. I want to get your opinion on something here.
I'm excited.
So, I ordered this hat, right? I want to see what you think. I really like it.
It's nice.
What do you think? Now, my wife was like, you look like a newsie. And then my kids are like, my son was like, when you came to pick me up today, I thought, why does he have Pup-Up's hat on? Anyway.
That is not the right hat for a newsie. Yeah.
No.
I actually
can be. Look at the song in your heart.
Well, here's the thing, is that I like to wear a nice baseball cap, right?
Mm.
But as I approach, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm going to be 41 next week. I know some people like to think that we're an old podcast, that, the sole reason why we rebranded our podcast is because, we have a early onset and we forgot what our podcast name was. We forgot where the file is. We're like, oh, we can't remember what we're at, what we are. We're just going to rebrand the whole show. Some people think that.
Ooh. People are assholes, whoever they were.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They're gorgeous. They're gorgeous assholes, I'll tell you.
We'll
that.
Be the same age for about a week then.
They're bleached.
Anyway. They're bleached. I like a good baseball cap. And as someone that is follically challenged, sometimes you need, it gets a little cold up there.
Hell yeah.
And so I was looking for something, and up on my Facebook page, feed one day popped this company called Boston Scally. I'm not being paid by Boston Scally, but
we're not saying no either.
I'm not saying if you want to sponsor the podcast because I love your product so much. I don't really need anything.
Cover our fucking hosting fees, please.
Hey, just like a steep discount would be nice because I'll buy more of your product. But anyway. Go check them out, bostonscally.com. There's like these Scally caps, and they're fucking, I love this thing. It came today, and I measured my head. My head is huge, by the way. Apparently, it's like 53 centimeters.
That's what she said.
Wow. That's got to hurt.
So I ordered a
only
medium.
The first time.
I ordered a medium large because they said it stretches out. When I first tried it on, and it's nice when you place an order, they send you a bunch of emails and say, here's how you break your hat in. Welcome to the family.
You're going to like it here.
Hey,
stay
kid,
a
while. Welcome to the family. So hi to your mother for me. Whatever, kid. You want to wear your fucking hat, come down to Boston, whatever. We'll go down, we'll get in the car. We'll take off, we'll go to Fenway. Whatever, we'll get some dogs. Watch the Sox. It'll be great. Anyway, I feel like it's something a little bit more grown up, and I like it. So I encourage everybody to go check out their site. Like I said, again, not being paid for it, but it's nice when you get something that makes you feel good about yourself.
Yeah,
and it has. It's stretched out over this my gigantic. It looks like a watermelon on a toothpick. Not really.
No, but it looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. I feel good. Now, anybody want any papers? 10 cents.
10 cents. You the king of New
Get
York?
Get your papers.
Extra, extra. Mr. Carnegie. Yeah, what's that? You see? There's something in the news? Okay.
Listen here, see?
Well, gentlemen, just a FYI. Mm-hmm. As of right now, I'm 15 minutes away from being 40.
Get the hell out of here. Oh,
that's awesome.
Wow.
What time is it? Oh, okay. That means it's... Like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, welcome to the club, Drafty. We're gonna be 40 for a week together. And I think Fluffy's birthday is not too long. It's like 3 days after mine. Damn. We're all birthday bros. What do you say?
Should I get in my birthday suit when the clock hits midnight?
Yeah, definitely. You should probably helicopter your dick for everybody.
Hey. Make sure you hit the microphone. We don't want our audio listeners to miss out.
Now it's a party.
It's like I'm there.
Here,
I can feel it.
Here, if I put it in stereo, it goes to either side of the car. let's
Why
just start
the
week.
Wet again?
You guys feel good about Song of the Week?
Sure. Totally right, not making something up. Right.
And now, it is time for the Distinguished Gentleman's Spotify playlist, the number one podcast music playlist on the internet. Accept no substitutes, as no one else can come close to our essential selections.
Thank you so much, Jelly. You're absolutely right. No one else does. They don't even come close. Nobody beats me. I'm the Wiz. It's a very, another very specific reference for the Northeast. I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats me.
Come on, buy and buy Cookie Puss.
I'm in a minute. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think we lost FUD. So when I was talking before, I was talking to my son and talking about this band. Just randomly, I don't know how it popped up on my YouTube feed, but I went down a Pearl Jam rabbit hole. And one of the really cool videos that popped up was David Letterman inducting them into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which was, he was amazing. And then Pearl Jam themselves, their speeches, it's like 23 minutes long, that video, but it's so good. And I was trying to tell Dylan about them, and they were a band that, like, at that time when they came on the scene, like, that when I first saw the Alive video, I think it was on like 120 minutes or something on MTV at night. And I was like, what is this? And it was probably around the same time, like, Smells Like Teen Spirit came out. And, like, nobody had the album in town. And so I had to drive to the shitty mall. And it was like, I had to go to the music store, which was, like, sandwiched in between the costume shop and the leather and lace, like, sexy shop. It was, like, this old school music place. And they had a tape of it there. They had 10. And man, I listened to the shit out of that. And I was telling Dylan, I was like, you know what? I'm really sad. Like, when I was 10 years old, I was such a dork. I would literally carry around a cassette suitcase. And I think it held, like, I don't know, 20, 30 cassettes or something. You know, they all went into their little slot. It was made out of pleather. It would have the front of it would have that flap that came down, and you would have to put it through the rectangle. So the rectangle would go through the keyhole, and then you would turn it to the side so the thing wouldn't open up. And I would have my Sony Walkman. And so every day when my grandfather would pick me up from my house and take me out to their house, I would bring my rig with me. And I would just immerse myself into music. And when I came home the other day, and he had come home early, and he was in the house, and he was just listening to Queen on Alexa. Now, that's great, but, like, I would love for him to have, like, some kind of, we haven't gotten him a phone yet, so that would be one way he could do it. But I don't know, I feel like I want my kids to be a little bit, I want him to be more into music than he is, I guess. Because I'm, like, trying to get these tastes out of him. And it's funny, we had talked in the car, because I always play this stuff for him, and I'm singing along. And I was like, well, you don't ever, like, sing along to any songs. And he's like, yeah, I don't like to. I just like to listen to it and be quiet. He's like, yeah, I don't like singing along to it. I was like, well, I sing along to it. He's like, yeah, I know. It bothers me a little bit, but... I was like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. He's like, yeah, it's okay.
The thing is, though, is that they're their own human, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just because you liked it doesn't mean they will.
I don't know. It's just, it's funny, because he was just kind of, like, really off the cuff about it.
Like,
that's incredible. It
bothers me, but you're my dad. I'll let it slide.
Yeah,
exactly. You can sing a little better, I guess. But.
Mm-hmm. So let's get the song of the week here.
Yeah. So song of the week, I am going to go with, and I guess I should explain what that is. We have a Spotify playlist, and it is called Distinguished Gentlemen's Spotify Playlist. And every single week we add new songs to it, and I'm, oh shit. And I'm, apparently I'm adding one right now. So yeah, go listen to it. And I'm going to add a Pearl Jam song.
Do it.
I am going to add... I just feel like, well, there's not enough Pearl Jam on the playlist. I'm going to go with Yellow Ledbetter.
That's not on our playlist?
No.
That's good.
It was not on our playlist.
Hold on, say hello. Hold on,
I'm gonna leave out again. Well, I seem to recognize your ear.
Are you singing or having an orgasm?
Holding familiar.
This is called an.
A little bit of comedy, or, a little bit of comedy.
It's called a strokegasm. He's having a little bit of an orgasm while having a stroke.
And what cooler fucking rock and roll name is there than Eddie Vedder? I don't know.
It's pretty
cool,
good.
It's a cool name. All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay, Stu.
I don't know if everybody saw this, but something's happening with the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a little, I don't know, a teaser? Something, some 10-second thing of the dude replete in his sweater and beautiful mane of hair. And he just kind of looks at the camera and it got me thinking. I fucking hate the Eagles, man. So I'm going to go with Peaceful, Easy Feeling by the Eagles. It's in, I'm pretty sure that's the one that's in the movie when he's in the cab. The guy kicks him out of the cab after.
Yes.
Can you change this the station? I fucking hate the Eagles.
It's just like your opinion, man.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right. Who's next?
I think I'll take a page from Brooke's book and throw you for a loop.
Okay. Let's see.
Celtica, Thunderstruck Medley.
Oh. Ooh.
So somebody's going like, okay.
Okay, let me see if I can.
So I take it you've heard of them, Brooke.
I think I've heard that before.
Thunderstruck Medley.
Sounds amazing.
Hmm. I'm not finding it. I got the two cellos version. I know we have that on.
Yeah, I know we have that on.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
No, the band is Celtica.
How do you spell that?
I got it here. I got Celtica Pipes Rock. I don't really see.
That's the band.
Celtica. Let's see. Do you know what album it's on? Can you hum a little bit for me?
Can you just do the whole song? We'll record it and put it on the playlist. Yeah.
Sorry, we were going to use Celtica, but this one's by Drafty.
This is Celtica Medley by Drafty.
Actually, Drafty, I don't think it's on here. They only have 4 albums on here. And
I'm scanning right now, too.
Do you have a backup? Yeah, I don't see. Because there's.
I'll find a backup if you want to come back to me.
Let's go to the next person.
All right. I will go next.
All right, Brooke.
Apocalyptica.
Ooh.
Nothing Else Matters.
Nice.
Awesome. One of my coworkers went and saw them and posted a video and it looked fucking awesome.
You know what? Before we go on, I'm going to post a link here in our Skype chat for you guys to go check out after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's this video that I saw this week of this kid doing a Smells Like Teen Spirit cover on the ukulele.
Oh, nice.
But like it's just an instrumental, like it's so, it might be the coolest I've ever heard that song sound. It's ridiculous. I'll post the link.
Awesome.
I like it.
All right, Phoenix, what do you got for me, man?
I'm going with I Fight Dragons, Crazies. The band is I Fight Dragons.
Okay.
A group my buddy introduced me to, and then
I've heard of them
before. I introduced it to my kids, and my youngest absolutely loves it. She helped me pick the song because I said, well, I couldn't decide between I Fight Dragons, 21 Pilots, or July Talk. But then Baroque went and did 21 Pilots, so I'm like, okay, that narrows it down. She's like, well, my favorite song is Crazies. So
I'm not joking. I was on a 21 Pilots kick for like a week and a half where it's just like, yep.
That's
a bad thing.
They had a 21 Pilots album at Target tonight, Baroque. I was thinking about you.
Oh.
All right, Drafty. Back at you, buddy.
It's on their album, Rising. I'm looking at Spotify now. It is on there.
Okay, let me see. It is... What's the name of the album?
Rising.
All I see is Celtic Fire. Yeah, I don't see Rising. That's weird. That is really weird. All right, well, I'll tell you what. If I find it, I'll put it on there. I'll look a little harder. Or I'll just look hard.
So hard. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'll see if I can share it via DM.
Okay.
To get it on there.
All right,
I got one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I'm going to go a completely different direction.
Okay.
And when this pops up on the list, I dare you to try to not be happy while you listen to this.
Okay.
It's a Bobby Darin song. Fabulous Places.
I was happy already as soon as you said Bobby Darin. I was like, all right. As okay, you should. Okay, yeah. Okay. I can feel it.
I love it.
Not Bobby Darin. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I've been on a huge Bobby Darin kick lately.
That was my mistake. Oh, what was the name of the song again? I'm sorry.
Fabulous Places.
Fabulous Places. Okay. Gotcha, buddy.
Yes. Perfect.
All righty.
Stu, you're the best.
We in there now, boys.
All right. Send you a DM, see if it works.
All right.
Discord DM.
You got it.
See if it works for you.
All right. Do we have any... Is there anything else on the docket this evening, gentlemen?
I never received a docket, so I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? I don't know.
I don't have anything to dock it into.
It's... It's Friday night, and I'm good for some Gambit or something, boys.
Ooh. Now you just...
I'm sitting in orbit. I'm ready.
Now you just made me a little tender.
Sorry about
that. I'd like to get in there and try my Jotun that I got the other day.
Actually, I didn't want to make a big deal about it, but when we first got on the call tonight...
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm trying to will these idiots through this forge.
Mm-hmm.
I was rewarded handsomely. I got a lemon arc
at
the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, we're talking.
You held your excitement well.
Yes, yeah, I did. Not like when I got Geomags. When I got Geomags, I needed new pants. I was like, oh, God. Oh.
Well, last night I came downstairs to I was doing something on the computer, which, by the way, broke. I would love you to give me a crash course in GIMP whenever you get a chance.
I'm still trying to get a crash course in GIMP.
All right.
GIMP's sleeping. Wake him up. Update. I'm still not in Anthem. Anyway, so I came down here. I was doing something on my computer. I was like, you know what? What the hell? I'll finish this frame that I have. And so I hopped on, and I didn't really see anybody on, but I did see our good buddy Danfinity. So I was like, I haven't talked to Dan in a while. It's funny, I was just thinking about him the other day. Like, Bonesetters came up on Spotify, and I was listening to them for like a couple days. And if you don't know, if you're not familiar with Danfinity, go check him out. He is an awesome guy. Danfinitwitch. And he was in this band called Bonesetters. You could find them on Spotify. And Dan is a great songwriter, great musician. And
he's just a great person.
He's a great all-around guy. Like, seriously, he's one of my favorite people. And so I saw he was on, and I hadn't talked to him in a while. And so I just hit him up in party chat. And so him and I were having, like, a pretty deep conversation about life and things. And, you know, just two buds catching up. And so we're talking about something. It's pretty deep. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And then I finished up Bogosia, and all of a sudden the Jotun fucking fusion drops. And I'm like, ah! I'm like, freaked out. Scream like a little girl in his ear. I'm like, Dan, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to be so excited, but I've been waiting for this to drop, and it just did. And, you know, of course, Dan being Dan, did not care in the least. And so that was pretty cool.
He laughed his laugh. Yeah. You know,
he did.
He deserves it. Yeah. He knows what he did.
And so I had to get off after that. And then I logged in today, and I checked my, I checked the postmaster, and I had a masterworked the auto rifle drop from that forge as well. But I got like the, because it drops a, I think it drops a one that isn't. And what are they? I'm sorry, it's escaping me. What do they call it?
Powerful.
No.
Curated.
Curated. Yeah. So I got the regular one that went on my character, and then the curated version went to the post office. Did you get that, Fud?
Yep, sending it right over.
You know what, Fud? I have a question for you.
Oh God,
yeah. Is your route like a in the truck route where you're like out the window putting it in mailboxes, or are you like a walking route where you?
It's one of those where like. The mailbox is like across the sidewalk, so I'm like hopping in and out all day.
Okay.
It's really fun. Drive 5 feet, step out of the truck, step in, drive 5 feet. feels good.
My my mail carrier, and his name's Pat. He is
oh yeah, Pat. Yeah,
you know Pat, right? From Havertown?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, love him.
But he's a good guy. Do you like know and talk to most of the people on your route?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's people are lonely, man. They just come out and they're like, "Hey, will you talk to me?"
Yeah, I really I got a
hi, Elmer.
Last Friday.
How's your day going?
It's weird you say that because like last Friday I had the day off work. I was running a couple errands and I stopped at the pharmacy and this dude walks into the pharmacy, this old man, and he's talking to every single person that works there. Like he goes there every day. You can just tell the same dude, like I'm paying. This other lady walks in and they see each other and they start chatting it up like they see each other every day at the pharmacy. People are bored. I was stunned. I was like, man, I got to get back to the office. This is ridiculous. I can't handle this shit.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what's more impressive, the fact that they're chatting or the fact that they're still in Canada and not in Florida.
Old people.
Gotta love them, right? Guys.
Yeah.
I have an announcement to make.
Oh, shit.
Did you get another hat?
Is your wife expecting also?
Guys, happy birthday, Drafty.
Hey!
Happy 40th birthday, buddy.
Attaboy.
You did it. You made it.
Miss the Drafty.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Hold on. Can I send a... Hold on. Oh, did that effect show up on your screen? I'm trying
no.
to... Oh, okay. Oh, I have balloons on mine. I thought it was going to send it to you, but instead, like, it put birthday balloons. There's like a little icon here at the bottom. Make a wish, Drafty.
Are you telling me I'm about to die?
Did you? No.
Holy shit.
Right around the corner, buddy.
What's your final wish, Drafty?
Make a wish, Drafty. Don't turn around. Well, I'm happy that we could be here to share in on your 40th birthday with you. I wish I could say it gets better. Actually, it does. 40 is the new age that...
71?
Where you, I don't know. 40 is the new age. Everybody knows that.
Nailed it.
Right?
First try.
I'm having trouble completing a guide tonight. I gotta tell you, I can't. Like my brain isn't functioning right. I think it's
fine.
Like,
with that.
I don't know. Oh boy, here we go. He's gonna helicopter his dick finally. Finally.
Finally.
Obviously.
Anyway, dick guys, it well, it is getting crazy up in here, and I gotta tell you.
Say, shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Need I say any more?
Don't think so.
All right. Anyway, I think that's gonna be it for us, guys. JC Jesse, signing off. Please go follow us on all the things at DGensPod. You can find us there. You can find me at JC Jesse on Twitter. You can find us, Distinguished Gentleman. Sorry, DadTalesPodcast.com, because Distinguished Gentleman, they don't have a website. See, I remembered the old podcast fun. DadTalesPodcast.com. You can go there to find all the things that we have. Get in the Discord. Come hang out. You know, whatever. Oh my God, my dog's wandering around. I think she's going to pee. I'm not sure. Don't pee. Don't pee. We'll have a problem. Okay.
talking to me or the dog?
I'm talking to you, Drafty.
I mean, I am holding
you. You have that look in your eye. I thought I saw some squirt out when you were helicoptering. anyway, once again, want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks to our distinguished League of Distinguished Gentlemen here tonight. Drafty, where can people find you at, buddy?
Drafty 974 on PlayStation, Xbox, and Twitter.
Awesome. Risen Phoenix, where can people find you at? Find you on the bus?
Yes, on the bus and Twitter, Twitch. Rap. Risen Phoenix, all one word. The O is a zero.
Awesome. That brings me to Elmer Fudd.
Oh my God, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
You have a podcast as well. When you're not doing everybody else's podcast during the week.
I somehow find time for mine. It's crazy.
It's like I finally get around. I listen to everybody else's. I get around to just some Guardians. I'm like, oh, God. I don't feel like I don't even listen to your podcast. I just listen to you on everybody else's.
I'll just have everyone else talk for now. Like, Justin, the rest of the show's for you. And then
I think like when I listen to Potato Thumbs, I could be like, okay, it's the second week of the month. Okay, it's Chuck Likes Pizza and Cliff. All right, third week of the month, it's Elmer Fudd. Got it.
I wish that was wrong, but it's not.
Because, you know, he can sit there and like he just has to come up with one joke and he gets like multiple uses out of it.
Elmer Fudd is not on Potato Thumbs this week. Okay, he's on Bads. That's it.
I had that joke for dinner tonight. It was crazy.
But where can we find
it? I thought you had cereal.
Well, you can find my show on Podbean and iTunes, Just Some Guardians. As for myself, on Twitter and Twitch at Elmer Fudd Games, MMWD.
Go watch them, people. Go watch all these guys. We all have Twitches, but we don't Twitch.
I Twitch, but not I Twitch, on stream.
Stugazzo.
At Stugazzo, STU underscore GATZO. I just want to point something out here.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking around at these faces on my screen here, and we got a shaved head, 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 and then definitely not a shaved head. You son of a bitch with that long, silky, gorgeous hair.
He has more hair than the rest of us combined.
God damn it. God damn
it's
it.
It's beautiful.
That is all.
I could sleep in it.
Mm-hmm.
I decided
he could definitely do some dude, you know, cosplay over there.
Yeah, I decided years back. I was like, I always kept my hair buzzed because I'm like, I don't care about my hair.
Well, now you're just showing off even more.
Yeah.
Well, one day
I just thought I'd grow it out. Look, here it is. I got tired of being bald.
You made 30 seconds
oh my God, my shoulders hurt from all my hair falling all
over here.
I was bald by choice, and I just decided to look like a damned majestic lion one day.
I know. Here I am, jackass, telling some 10-minute story about a hat to cover up my baldness. By the way, Boston Scally, I love you. That's
BostonScally.com.
Here, you can check it out. It's right inside of the hat.
That's nice. So DGen's pod.
That's a newsie on that.
Yeah, if I don't care about my hair, I'll grow it out and then I can donate it to
these guys.
I always mix it
now
up.
Now you're making it even worse. We're making fun of you for growing out your hair, but you're doing it for like a good cause even. Yeah. I can't grow out enough hair.
I grow it out. If you could just do this four more times, we'll have a full head.
You can do this four more times, we'll have a ponytail.
I've grown up my hair, but they don't want it from that part of the body.
The pubic hair club for men. Actually, I forget, there was some comedy show that had that, and it had these guys, and they just had really curly hair in the front, like this patch of curly hair here, and a guy walked up, and he was like, yeah, and he had it in the back. It's just like a poofy, like a real poofy part in the back.
Just a poofy.
Baroque, where can we find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Rogue Reaper.
Awesome. Again, thanks so much for listening, everybody. You made it this far. I commend somehow. You. Yeah.
You get a medal.
Be excellent to each other.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Stay fresh.
I really gotta pee.
Boost, I miss you.
We all gotta pee.
I can tell by the yellow in your eyes.
Distinguished gentlemen, the fellows of the universe, making magic with their microphones. Majestic heroes, riding states of gold. Distinguished gentlemen, they're the freaking best.
I just sit there and probe after probe.
I don't know. I'm still switching through classes anyways, just because I'm trying to check off.